continuing to go through Psalm 119 here on Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer, and I'm glad to have you with me. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at verse 45 of that psalm. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 41 through 45. And let your mercies come upon me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. And I will have an answer for the one who criticizes me, since I trust in your word. And do not utterly snatch from my mouth the word of truth, for I have put my hope in your decrees. And I am resolved to keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk about in a spacious place, for I seek your precepts. While in prison, Nelson Mandela often recited a poem titled Invictus, which means unconquerable. In it, the poet celebrates the fact that whatever the restrictions on his body and his physical circumstances, his soul is free and unconquerable. I don't know what exactly the poet meant by that. He may have simply meant that no one could control his thoughts and convictions. But the psalmist shows us that this idea is especially meaningful for Christians. Many people feel trapped and stuck in a very small world, whether because of controlling people in their life, the limitations of their means and abilities, the laws and restrictions of the society in which they live, or the type of religion they belong to. A law-based, law-centered religion that focuses primarily on do's and don'ts puts a person in a very narrow place. They can only be happy as long as they mistakenly think that they are meeting God's standards. But when we seek the precepts of the one true God, which are gospel-based and Christ-centered, then no matter what our physical circumstances, our soul inhabits a broad, spacious, and unrestricted world that no one can touch. Our joy comes from Christ's life, not our own, and our obedience is given willingly, not under compulsion, threat, or fear. Let's pray. Lord, the world likes to think of Christianity as sucking the fun out of life, but what fun is it to try and derive all of our joy from this gradual march to death? What fun is it to be uncertain, yes, afraid, of the afterlife? What fun is it to belong to some other religion where the standards can never be met, or the bar is set so low that meeting the standards means nothing? Only in you and in your Son, Jesus Christ, can I and do I live in a world without limits or restrictions, a world of perfect freedom, a world without end. Strengthen me to continue to seek your precepts, that I may continue to walk about in a broad and spacious place. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.